Daily routine and a temple to house before the sun appears. You can hear the temple bell. It's 4 a.m. in the kuti. Rotting, the monk opens his eyes and rises from sleep to start the day. The Buddha says that 4 hours sleep should be enough for a monk, but nowadays monks generally sleep at least 6 hours. When the bell wakes them, they get up to begin the day. The bell also wakes up the dogs and cats. These homeless animals have no one to take care of them. The monks will feed them and take care of them. Luang Pu Wan, a famous monk of Chiang Mai, once said that all dogs and cats are welcomed at the temple. All temples in Thailand have temple dogs and cats. The first thing that the monks do when they get up is to put on their robes and pray. They kneel before the Buddha image in their kuti and pray, homemade to the road Buddha. Then they do housekeeping. They clean the inside and outside of their lodgings. When everything is clean, they do their morning meditations. There are 2 ways to meditate. Some sit in front of the Buddha image and meditate, and others practice working meditation in the area nearby there. Rodzin, a famous Buddhist scholar, says that meditation gives you peace of mind. When the morning light appears, the monk leaves the monastery grounds to begin their bintabat. Their foot clattering rouse. He was silently, eyes downcast, barefoot, along the lanes and streets in the neighborhood. He carries his umbrella. He stops in front of the person waiting at the side of the road. The person wants to make merry to his peaceful offerings in his bowl. A monk at Chiang Rai's Wat Pakiao temple says that the person can make much merry when he gives alms to the monk on his birthday.